You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that, from splendid, magnificent, awesome Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the globe, from Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the U.S., you name it. And if you are listening to this recording with all of the faith that's on the inside of me, you know, I truly believe that your steps have been ordered. It's a divine connection to listen to this show today, and that your life will never be the same again. Well, how are you doing? I want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know what time it is where you are, but it is the right time because you have chosen to listen to, I believe, a powerful show that will shift, change, and transition your life. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. Guess what? Summertime is not here yet because it's only May the 1st. Can you believe that? Already May. But in Hotlanta, we call it Hotlanta because in the summertime it gets really hot. So it's really, really warm, but still a beautiful day. Well, I am doing really well. I've had a really great week. I've just had some remarkable things to happen in my life, some remarkable manifestations, and I am so grateful for them. And I can tell from the emails that I've been receiving from some of you that you are also really having some wonderful manifestations, and I'm so happy for you, so excited for you. Well, today I have a great show. My very special guest is Charles Mitchell. And Charles has been in the broadcasting industry for over 25 years. And he's going to be talking to us about how we can transition successfully. You know, things happen, change happens, and it's going to be a great show. So I want you to stay tuned. Additionally, once a month, I am going to have a calling show. That's right. You can call in directly and speak to me and ask me questions. So that means that every third Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call in. I'm going to be doing a call-in show so that you can ask me questions. So that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So on the West Coast, that would be 4 p.m. And so for all of my people in Europe, you are 5 or 6 hours ahead of us. And so you can also call in. Over the next couple of weeks, I will give you a call-in number. So for the month of May, that date will be May the 18th. I know so many of you, you email me. And by the way, when you email me and ask me specific questions and how-tos and advice, many times I cannot give specifics just because of legal ramifications and because of my licensure. I just cannot give direct guidance. And so this will be an opportunity for you to call in and just ask me some questions. How about that? Also, you can visit me on Facebook and Twitter. And by the way, visit my new blog on my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And there you will be able to see the latest pictures of myself and my friends and maybe some of the things that I'm doing. And really, I've written a couple of great articles. So that's fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, while you're there, I know that this show has really been a blessing to you. So I'm grateful to give you the opportunity to make your donation and thank all of you for the donations that have been made. Let's see. And I am not going to have time for the tip of the week, but I would love for you to email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just let me know how some of the tips that I have shared with you over the last 30 or 60 days, how's that working out for you? Are you beginning to see small changes in your life? You know, sometimes spiritual things or consciousness is intangible and you can't touch it or measure it. So sometimes when you are initially making change, it might appear that not anything is happening. But believe me, when you stay in states of abundance consciousness, I got that out. When you live in states of healing consciousness, when you live in the states of purpose consciousness, it may be gradual initially, but over time, and sometimes in a very quantum fashion, you will begin to see really big changes in your life. So let me know how my tips. I know so many of you love it that I give you how-tos, and that's because information is not enough. You have to tell people, do these three things. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so let's go to a quick commercial, and then I'm going to be right back with my very special guest, Charles Mitchell. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back and I'm really excited about my guest today. And I know you say, Constance, you're excited every week. And guess what? You are exactly right. My very special guest today is Charles Mitchell. Charles Mitchell is CEO with Charles Mitchell Productions. And in this role, Charles owns and manages an online internet station. And certainly, he is no stranger to the broadcast media. He has over 25 years as an on-air personality and radio programmer in cities like New York City, Miami, Florida, and Atlanta. And he's just an awesome person. And I wanted to bring Charles on because I love bringing just ordinary people who are living extraordinary lives. And if this man has 25 years in the business, then certainly he has some how-tos to share with you. So I am excited to have him here. So Charles Mitchell, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, Constance, thank you so much for having me. I really, really am glad that I'm a part of your show this morning or this evening or whichever time that you're being broadcast.
Right, right. Well, you know, you and I met. We both were on a panel and we met and we connected and here we are. And I believe that you have something to share that's going to be life changers for listeners all over the globe today.
Well, let me give you a little personal background about myself. I'm just a little kid that was born in New Jersey. My dream, of course, was to be in a band, you know, in that New Jersey, New York area. While growing up, you've always thought about you know, I thought about basketball. I thought about football. I got involved, of course, with the music side, you know, growing up in the church. And so here's a little boy that pretty much so knew that he wanted to do something to kind of engage, entertain folks, inform folks. And so I started my career off in radio while I was in college. Now, here's a little kid that was a stutterer. Mm. That's right, was a stutterer, you know. And I can remember going to school and the kids picking on me because I stuttered. And never in my wildest dreams that I ever thought that I would be working radio or television, for that matter, or speaking in front of thousands and thousands of people. But somehow I wound up in the broadcast industry. And of course, going to school, majoring in accounting in college, I did some radio while I was at my university. And from there, my first radio position was in a little town in North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina. That's where I officially started my my broadcast career. And from there, of course, someone heard me and wanted me to come to Florida, the state of Florida. I wound up in Central Florida, working for a radio station there. And of course, each stop that I made, it was going into a bigger and bigger market. And from Central Florida, someone down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, heard about this young man that was just burning up the airwaves and wanted to bring him down to South Florida. And that's where I really began to start growing and blossoming and meeting a whole lot of folks. So
So you've interviewed all kind of celebrities. I did forget to mention that you worked for Warner Brothers and you've helped to promote artists like Prince. So you've probably interviewed some of the most famous people ever.
Oh, absolutely. Here's the thing. My biggest, I would have to say probably when I first started radio, when I got down to South Florida, I got the opportunity to interview one of my all-time favorite singing groups.
Who is that?
And never in my wildest dreams, while growing up listening to the records that my dad would play around the house, never thought that I'd get the opportunity to meet the fabulous Tempting Temptations.
Wow.
And these guys, it was so amazing. They walked into the studio, and I was just so happened walking down the hall. I guess I was coming out of one of the production room. The production room is where we do commercials and voiceover work. And I thought I recognized this guy, and it turned out to be Melvin Franklin of the Temptations. And I had the honor and privilege of working with them in the studio. And I was in such awe with these guys that I didn't really manage them. I didn't really direct them until Melvin, with that deep voice, said, little brother, this is your studio. You tell us what to do. You know,
right.
Now I can't imitate Melvin's voice, but from that day forth, I had just a wonderful time with so many of the many artists that I had the privilege of interviewing, from Janet Jackson to the late great Luther Vandross, Al Jarreau, Gladys Knight and the Pips, you name it. I've pretty much was in the studio with these folks. But that was my radio career. And of course, after radio, I wound up, as you mentioned earlier, I got the opportunity to work for on the record side, and that's Warner Brothers Records. And of course, we promoted artists from Take Six to Al Jarreau to Prince and so many others. And my job basically in that field was to make sure that the radio stations not only had the music, but also we had to make sure that the retail outlets, back then we called them record stores. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you find a record store today?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. But part of my responsibility was to make sure that the music was being played on the radio and that the records were in the stores so folks can come buy these particular records. And when the artist went out on tour, I joined the artist to make sure that my respective marketplace was covered and the meet and greets and, you know, and so forth and so on. And it was just exciting. going out on tour.
It sounds like it is. And here you are doing all of these wonderful, great, and awesome things. I'm sure a very exciting life. I remember when I used to hear you on the radio, I used to say, my God, that voice, that voice. And you were like really a celebrity yourself. And then all of a sudden, were you satisfied, or do you feel like God was kind of nudging you to do something different? And then all of a sudden you were called in, and were you fired or let go? We're going to call it a reorganization, a restructure.
Well, let me backtrack a bit.
Okay.
Everything that I've pretty much so have done, it's all been in God's hands. Mm-hmm. Everything. From our, like I said earlier, from a kid that grew up in the cities of New Jersey and New York City, a stutterer. Now, can you imagine a stutterer talking and speaking to thousands and thousands of folks?
No.
Can you imagine being on stage and you have to talk to all of these folks and people that you don't know, but they know of you? It's all God-given. If you stop and think about it, the most recognizable voice in the world is a stutterer. Do you know who that is?
No.
Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
James Earl Jones.
I did not know that.
Bruce Willis, a stutterer. Bo Jackson, former NFL superstar and baseball player, a stutterer. So I'm in good company. And
so did you pray and say, God, please heal me of this?
Not really. No.
Reason I'm asking that is because listeners all over the world, I don't know what your obstacle might be, but Charles is a great example of overcoming something that you might feel is holding you back, would hinder, alter, or slow you down. But obviously your mindset was different.
Well, you know something, I've always believed this here. This is, I'm going to get into this a little later with you, my principles that I believe of being successful. And one of those is, you know, having a positive mind. If you believe that you can do something with all your heart, with all your soul, and you put your passion in that, you can do and be just about anybody you want to be. And that's my firm belief.
Yeah. You know, I felt that when you shared that, it just like, I felt the vibration of that. It was coming straight from your heart and your spirit.
Well, you know, growing up in that New York area, I was influenced by a lot of the great radio personalities, from Frankie Crocker to Don Imus. There was a guy by the name of Hank Spann. And those that know anything about New York radio, Hank Spann and Ken Webb, Vaughn Harper, all these guys, Chuck Lynn, all of these guys and ladies, from Lamar Renee to Champagne, they became like family. They were like my big brothers and big sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of helped me along the way. They guided me. And back then when you started radio, and it's funny, I say back then, and I'm only talking in the 80s and 90s, is there was always someone there to kind of stretch their hand out and help you along the way. Unfortunately, today, that's just not happening. And my journey has been a sweet journey. I mean, I've had a wonderful time in the radio and the record industry. And it was just time for me to move on. You know, I worked in New York, Atlanta, Miami, and some other small cities here and there. But, of course, my final destination wound up being right here in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia.
And so you were thinking about, you were feeling that little nudge from the spirit that I'm sure a lot of our listeners who are listening right now might be feeling. Maybe they know there is more for them, or maybe they know there's more creativity that needs to be expressed. And so your boss called you in. I want you to share that story. And the reason why is because when these situations arise in our lives, it's so important how we respond to them. So share with our listeners, you were called in and?
Well, here's what happened. I had been praying. Mm-hmm. For maybe about 18 months prior, almost 2 years. And you know the old saying, be very careful for what you pray for. And I had been praying. I enjoyed my job. I enjoyed the folks that I was working with, those that I hired and trained. And of course, like most of us, we feel that we are not being paid what we are worth. I thought I was grossly underpaid. And that's my opinion. So I had this feeling maybe 18 to 2 years before it even happened that I knew there was something more for me to do. Mm. I mean, I just knew it. I mean, what I was doing, once again, I enjoyed doing it, but it was now no longer fun. You see, here's the thing about life. Sometimes you get into a situation and it turns out not to be fun anymore, especially when you've got different parts in the equation. When you have folks that are entering the field that you love so much, they don't have the same passion as you do, not the same commitment. All they're looking at is the bottom line. And that's it. If it's making money and if it's not. On our end, of course, as far as I was concerned, I thought we were quite successful. But here's what happened. You know, I received an email the night prior, and I kind of had a feeling that something was happening. I think that inner spirit inside me was, here's something really ironic. Maybe about, I say, maybe 2 to 3 weeks earlier, I don't know exactly where I read this. Maybe it was a horoscope, I have no idea. But the message said something to the effect that your life is about to be shook up. Mm. Something was going to happen. And I kind of carried that with me. I talked to my wife about it. I told her that. And she was not surprised at all. But sometimes you have to shake things up in order to get out of a slump or get out of it. Sometimes folks get a little too comfortable. And they're in their comfort zone. And they need something or someone to push them out of their comfort zone. So I think with the prayers that I had been asking for, that I was being nudged out of my comfort zone. So I get a late night email simply stating that I would meet with my boss 4:45 p.m. I'll never forget that. And so I had that feeling that something was coming down. I kind of saw it just playing out in my mind. I just knew it. So what I did, the next day I went into my office at 12 noon and started cleaning out my office, cleaning out everything. I started putting, you know, some of my personal items in my truck, and I was waiting for 4:45. 4:45 arrives. I walk into my supervisor's office. We sit, not in front of his desk, but we go to another table that's in his room, and I knew these, I can see it in my mind as we are walking toward the table. And before that person can say one word, I started sliding my office keys toward him before he said a word. And then, as he started to talk, and you know something's about to happen that's not going to favor you, when they take a deep breath, like, well,
yeah, that's a sign.
Right. That's a sign. And we had a great relationship. We still have a pretty good relationship. You know, that's just business. And I thanked him for the opportunity. And while we are talking, fact is, to be perfectly honest, I had not been in the office for no more than 2 minutes and a knock on the door. And it was the lady from Human Resources. So that kind of sealed everything, that what I was been, you know, what I had been telling you. And but we left on great terms. You know, I have no qualms. I have no negative negativities toward the company. It's just business. So with that being said, you know, I just slummed around for the summer, caught up on some things that I didn't have time to do prior. And I started to get this feeling about sometimes we in life, we tend to help build other people's houses. And what I mean by that is you're working for someone else all your life, you fail to realize that all your talents, all of your sweat, blood and sweat, all of that went to build someone else's business. You could have took your talents to build your own. And that's what I did. I started from that thought, from that seed, from the many years of working for someone else, I just took the same knowledge, the same tools that I used to help build someone else's business to build mine.
Yeah. And now you have an online internet radio station, and we'll talk about that later on. Mm-hmm. And but one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on was to really, really just receive from you for listeners all over the world just some life lessons or some things that you know or some how-tos for people that they can take, which might be your story, but they can take and extract from those life lessons or universal principles that you share that can help them. So what are some things that you would share with people all over the world today about success or about just staying in there? Go ahead.
Well, I had a pretty good foundation. And that foundation is that I had a father that believed in me. Mm-hmm. And I had a mom that was a very God-fearing, spiritual lady. I mean, she did a lot of praying. Mm-hmm. So I had that foundation, had a foundation of love always around me. Sometimes the love was misguided, you know, and you know what that is. Sometimes you want to choose a career going this way, and your folks may want you to go that way. You know, some folks may want you to be a doctor, and you may want to be a lawyer. You want to probably own a restaurant or what have you. So some of the things that I've learned along the way is very important to learn how to develop your skills. You've got to take those skills and you got to develop them. I don't care what field of work that you're going into. You have to have the mindset that you have to be the best that you are. You got to outdo the other person. You got to work harder. Or let me rephrase that. You have to work smarter than that person next to you. Because we're in a very, very competitive era now. I mean, we are in the era of digital, wide world. You see, when I was growing up, and likewise maybe you and some of your listeners, is that all of this social media, this is all new to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was growing up, you went to the library. If you had to write a book report, you went to the library. And you had to read. Today, you know, folks can go on the internet and just type in the particular subject, and all of this information just pops out at you. I also believe that you have to have a very dynamic support system, people that support you.
That's so important.
And people, not only that they support you, but they also see your vision. Mm. That's important. You see, if you have a team, and they don't support you, you already have a problem. And if they don't see your vision, oh my God, you are really going to have a problem.
You know, I know you said that you and I had lunch, and I saw it firsthand. I know you talked about how supportive your wife is and has been in your life, and that's so important. And you and I just happened to have lunch. We were having lunch when Prince made his transition, and your wife texted you And then you said, excuse me, Constance, let me make this call. I'm going to call my boy out in California to find out what the real deal is. And you made the call and he said, yes, it's true. But to me, that says the fact that you were able to reach out to somebody showed me at that time that you had a support system, and you would have to have one right now for your new vision for your internet radio. So do you use that support system and reach out to people for help and assistance and ideas, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. You see, when you're going through life, you develop, and this is something that I read in a book, I guess one of the first books that I've read. I mean, I've always been an avid reader, but when I got into some of the principles or this thing that we call PMA, positive mental attitude, and one of the books that I really enjoyed reading when I first got it, a friend recommended the book by David Schwartz called The Magic of Thinking Big. Mm-hmm. And I read that book, and even though I've always had some confidence in my ability, but it's amazing what you feed your mind on a daily basis will somehow manifest itself. So if you are feeding negative thoughts, you're going to get negative results. You're going to put yourself in a situation where you're surrounded by negativity. And then I read this book by Napoleon Hill, and the book is called Think and Grow Rich. And in that book, I read this passage that talked about the mastermind group. And so what I've done along the way throughout my career, I've always had a support system that had an idea of where I was trying to go. But most importantly, they were part of my mastermind group. Hmm. I can pick up the phone and I can call them at any time of day to ask them for advice or assistance. The day when you and I had lunch, yes, my wife reached out and she said, Charles, I just got this bulletin, this text that Prince had passed away. Now, in this business, especially today with the World Wide Web, anything can happen. I mean, you can put anything out there and folks will tend to run with it without verifying the source, without making sure that it's true. And while we had lunch, I said, excuse me, Candace, let me make this phone call and call my people out in Los Angeles. And when I did call, the person who picked up on the other end knew who I was and didn't say anything, but simply said, Charles, yes, it's true. And this particular person was a very close friend of Prince, childhood friend as well. And so when I got the confirmation from him, I knew that it was true. And that's when, of course, I started setting a lot of things into motion. I reached out to my staff on my online internet radio station to make sure that they were up to speed. And, that was really, you have to understand something. During that period, we also lost another good friend of mine who was a dynamic radio great. His name was Doug Banks. And Doug did a lot of his radio in that Chicago market, but he also became known he had a national radio show as well. And he was a good friend of mine too. So, you know, losing these two folks back to back like that, that was a big part of my life. I was like very, very, it was like, wow, what is happening? But you definitely need a dynamic support system, people that see your vision. And most importantly, I move on, you got to have a positive mental attitude.
That's nothing but the truth.
You've got to have that. You can't allow other folks to be around you with any negative thoughts whatsoever. You see, I've always believed that what your mind can conceive and believe, your body can achieve, and you must believe in yourself. You got to do that.
And so, Charles, when you were released, you had a positive mental attitude.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you did.
Absolutely. I wasn't down. You see, here's the thing one has to understand. Sometimes we get it twisted. When I say we, I mean the human race. We get it twisted. We get a job, and we believe that that job is who we identify with. Unfortunately, it should be the other way around. See, it's just a job. That job doesn't define who you are.
So true.
It doesn't define you. So when you hear of a person that either lost their job or lost a girlfriend or a boyfriend due to a breakup and they go bonkers, they go crazy, is there, everything's misguided. They have to understand before you can do anything great in life, you have to make sure that you, I'm talking about you, your inner self is at peace. Your inner self is confident and sure of yourself. You can't give that power. You see, just can't give that power to just anybody. You have to hold on to that power. It's your power. That's it. It's your power. So, yes, you know, I wasn't down. Now, we go through the cycles. Now, please don't get me wrong. You know, when I was let go, and, you know, they call it corporate restructuring, and I get that. When I was let go, I was relieved. Oh, my God, I slept like a baby. Not that I didn't before, but I slept like a baby. I said, okay, I have the summer. I have time to catch up on some reading. I have time to catch up visiting family and friends. That particular year, of course, I had two family reunions to attend, which was great, you know. And then there's always a period where you are alone, and then your thoughts tend to catch up with you, and then you start to have these thoughts like, well, you know, why did they let me go? I mean, I was running things there. I mean, you know, folks call you, you know, and they call you and says, what happened? Mm-hmm. You were the guy that made things happen. You were the oil. You were the machinery. You ran things. You know, and from time to time, it kind of slips in, but I never allowed it to consume me because, once again, Charles Mitchell is not defined by what someone else, say Charles Mitchell, is. Mm-hmm. And so whatever period I went through, the majority of that was 95 to 99% of that was all positive. You know, all that did was just got my motor running.
Yeah.
All the ideas that I've always wanted to do, now I can do it for myself. And that's what I did. A lot of praying. You see, your faith plays a major role in whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. I remember my first radio position, I was in a little town in Wilmington, North Carolina. And for those folks that know anything about Wilmington, North Carolina, out of that little town came probably the NBA's greatest player, and that's Michael Jordan.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Michael, born in New York City, but raised in a little town in North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina. And if you read about him and read his story, and of course understand the hard work that he put into his craft to become who he is today, it all starts with your faith. And belief in yourself, and a lot of praying. Some folks define praying as one thing. I just simply talk to myself, talk to that inner being, that spirit that's inside me. Mm-hmm. And I do have my times where the spirit says one thing and the mind says another, and I have to kind of say, whoa, it's just like having a, back to the book, Think and Grow Rich. That mastermind group. Here's something I used to do. This is probably going to freak you out, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Say it.
I remember when I first started reading this book by Napoleon Hill, and they talked about a mastermind group. I remember I would get up early in the morning. You see, I used to do a morning radio show. And so, of course, you would have to be up like 4:30, 5 o'clock, which meant that I went to bed prior night, about 8:30. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember I used to get up, just wake up when I had a situation or a challenge, or some folks would say a problem that I needed to have solved. And I would get up and I would go into my living room, and it's dark. It's dark. And I would have my mastermind group in my mind. I would be sitting in the living room in the darkness. It was like I had a round table, and all of the traits that I admired in certain people, they were at the table.
Wow, that's and powerful.
I would present the challenge, the problem, the obstacles, and we would figure it out. And I don't know, it might have lasted 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I had no idea. And then I'll go back to bed and sleep like a baby, and wake up a few hours later, go to work, and somehow, whatever the problem was, I found a way. Mm. It presented itself just like that. That's that mastermind group. Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm. And I still have that today. I still do that today from time to time. You know.
Awesome. So for listeners all over the world who may be living in a third world country, I mean, I don't know what their current situation is. What can you share with people? What can people do when they feel like their back is against the wall? I mean, they just don't see a way. They don't know a way. What would you say?
Well, you know something, the old saying, when the tough times, you got to get tougher. Mm-hmm. When things, the times are tough, remember and just stop and think about your previous success, the successes that you've had before.
That's good.
And try to get that feeling that you had. Can you imagine, for example, let's say you're a basketball player. I love sports. I play basketball. Let's say you're a basketball player. And you average per game, let's say 23 points per game. And then all of a sudden you go into a slump. And now you're 6 points, 7 points, 8 points, whatever that might be. Well, go back to the drawing board and recreate that feeling you had when you were scoring 23 and 24 points a game. And that's what you have to do. You have to, you see the mind, I'm going to tell you, the mind is a very powerful computer. It's a very powerful computer. What you put in it is what you're going to get out of it. If you put garbage in it, you're going to get garbage out. So hold on to that feeling, because if you succeeded in anything before, you can do it again. Mm-hmm. You can do it again.
I love you. See,
my sister told me something years ago. My sister told me, and we were, you know, much younger. My sister told me, she said, and it was so mind-boggling that sometimes we don't even think about it. But maybe young people should think about this. She said, Charles, she said, you know, we are a kid for a short amount of the time that we are living. And I said, huh. And she said, well, break it down. You're going to reach the age of 18, or let's say 21. That's only 21 years. You still have at least another 50 plus years of living. Of living. So I tell folks that when they feel that they are in a hard place, when they are going through some hard times, just stop. Just stop. Sometimes you have to be still. My aunt used to tell me this, and I've always listened to my elders. Sometimes you have to let go and let God. Just mm-hmm. let go. Sometimes you can't solve all the problems in the world. Maybe your mind is so cluttered up with trying to solve the problem that the solution is right in front of you, but you have so much in front of you that's blocking that. Sometimes you got to slow down. Mm-hmm. Got to stop. Just let go. And that's it. Yeah. Let go.
That's powerful. And then lastly, yeah. I just want us to talk about vision. Obviously, you were able to capture a new vision for your new future. So for listeners all over the world, how can people begin to see something different for their lives? Or how important is having a vision for their future?
Well, whatever it is that you are attempting to do in life, whether you're going into a second career, because today, of course, when folks retire, I mean, when I was growing up, and here's a funny thing, and everyone can attest to this. Do you remember when you were, let's say you were 14 and someone that was 25 was old?
Yes.
Remember when you were 21 and someone 40 was old?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know, not knowing then that one day you're going to be 40 also. You know, well, what's happening now is, you know, folks are retiring at 62 and 63, and that's young, and they are feeling good, and we're living longer, and some folks just don't want to retire, you know, but unfortunately, we're in a society where they're trying to, it's like recycling, you know, it's time for the old. Open the door, let them out to green pastures to bring into the younger generation. But the older generation is still young also. And so a lot of these folks are going to do things that they are very passionate about. You got to be passionate about whatever it is that you want to do. And most importantly, I think sometimes we tend to lose this. Do you know what is our most important commodity? Before you even answer, let me tell you.
I don't people. Know.
It's people. Mm-hmm. It's that person, that human touch. That's your most important commodity. Because when you go to an establishment and you go to a restaurant, a lot of that, your experience is based on the people that work there. What type of service did you get? Was the person that took your order, was he or she pleasant? How was your experience? Sometimes we lose touch of that. Mm-hmm. That's what we call customer service. What we call customer service. How many times have you went to a place of business and you said to the person behind the counter, "Good morning," and they say, "Morning," or you see someone working, and they act like they don't want to be there. I tell them all the time when I go out, if I encounter someone who's working and they seem like they don't want to be there, or they have an attitude or what have you, you know, I'm not trying to bust anybody's chops. I simply say, "Hey, you look like you're having a bad day today. Maybe you should go home." You know? Because you know, because if you have a business and if your employees are, it's like they are the front line to your business and your employees are not enthusiastic, not excited about being a part of your organization, and your customers come through that door, you're going to lose them. Because they're going to walk in, "Oh, my wife and I, we are sticklers in regards to customer service." Sticklers. If the customer service is great, we tip great. Mm-hmm. And we let the person that's providing the service know. Because, you see, when you give a person a compliment, a sincere compliment, that makes them feel real good. It makes them want to do their job even better. So, yes, I had a vision, you know, and this vision I've had since I've started in the broadcast industry. I had a vision. I knew what I wanted to do when I decided I was going to own and run my own broadcast property. I had those ideas. I had a support team that I can call, get advice. I can get some things done. And that's what I did. I went ahead. I took the same talents that I used to help build someone else's house. And now I was building my own house. A system that I used before for someone else, now making this same system work for me. And that's 101.5thevibe.com, an online internet radio station.
So let's talk about that. I've listened to it, and I mean, the music is just amazing. It's so smooth. It's so relaxing. Give our listeners all over the world exactly the website that they can go to listen to you.
Well, the website is www.1015thevibe.com. And what it is, my mindset when I first started this is I wanted to do this. I wanted it to be twofold. You see, when I started doing, when I got into radio, I had a lot of mentors. I had a lot of folks that were willing to help me, train me, give me advice. Well, that's just about disappeared today. So one component of doing the online internet stuff is that I wanted to be able to give back to young people. And when I say young people, not just in age, but young in mind and in spirit, who always wanted to get into broadcasting, be a disc jockey, radio announcer, air personality. So I wanted to give that particular person the opportunity. I wanted to show him or her, teach them what I was taught, passing it down. And then, of course, the other side is I wanted to provide a service to business owners who are looking for alternative ways of promoting and advertising their goods and services. You see, sometimes buying advertising on radio and television, it can be quite expensive. Not everybody has the deep pockets, the advertising budgets like the major corporations. See, this country, and like most countries around the world, if you stop and think about it, that the economy is ran by small and mid-sized businesses. And sometimes those businesses do not have those huge budgets to advertise with. You see, we're in a digital age now where you can virtually, on your mobile device, which is that phone, if you can listen to your music, you can get news, you can take pictures, everything is right there in the palm of your hand. And that's where I see the future. We're already here. Everybody's on that little contraption that we call our mobile device, texting. And sometimes, of course, it can be deadly because you shouldn't drive and text at the same time. So that's what I wanted to do with the Vibe. I wanted to have it twofold, to have a training ground for folks that are trying to get into the business. And on the other hand, I'm a business. I wanted to provide a service to business owners who are looking to promote and advertise.
That's a powerful vision. And so for listeners all over the world, that's 1015 the VIB as in Victor Vibe, VIBE.com. And so if you are a business owner, and let's just say you live in London, let's just say you're a life coach, you can advertise to people all over the world.
Absolutely. If I may, we are Atlanta-based, and we have that local feel of what's going on in Atlanta. So if you're a business, let's say you're a listener in London, but you'll be coming to the States and you'll be visiting our great city of Atlanta. Well, when you're listening to 1015thevibe.com, you hear the lifestyle of what's going on in Atlanta. You may hear advertiser on. You may hear a play or a concert advertising this particular event. So now you know when you come to Atlanta, oh, I have to drop by this particular establishment that I heard the commercial on 1015thevibe.com. So we're global. Yes, we are. And it's great when you can actually go to a place that you have never been before via the World Wide Web. Wow.
It's amazing.
when I was growing up, we didn't have the World Wide Web. And maybe we did, but, you know, where I was raised, I mean, you know, we didn't have a computer. You know, but can you imagine you can go online now and you can type in just about anything and get information on that particular subject and videos on that? You can even now, you can, when I was doing real estate, yeah, I've done real estate too. My two favorite passions, R&R, radio and real estate. Before, you would have to go out and you would have to take a realtor with you to show you the house that you were interested in buying or, of course, putting an offer on. But now you can go online and punch the house up and takes you through a virtual tour and so forth and so on and so on. So we're in a very exciting time in our lives. I just want to say in closing this, I've always believed in myself, but I've always believed in an upper power, a higher power. And I try to live by that golden rule that I would love to treat people the way I would love to be treated. And I just love people. Mm-hmm. I'm a people person. I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to live it well. And I hope to take as many people along this ride of life with me.
Jonathan Mitchell, you are just something else. How can people reach you directly if they wanted to? Do you have an email address? Do you have a phone number? How can people reach you?
Oh, absolutely. They can either reach me by going to my website, my internet station at 1015thevibe.com.
Okay.
Or they can email me at charles@aibn.us. That's charles@ibn.us.
Well, it's been a pleasure. You are awesome. And as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking this man needs to be a motivational speaker on the stages of life. But we'll talk about that after this recording. Thank you so much. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, I want to close with this, and you can say it with me. God loves you. You know I'm crazy about you, and I love you. And always remember this, the best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.